And this week's Seder, we discussed the parsha of the Mon. It says, "V'yom Hashem Moshe hinani mamtir lechem lechem in Hashemayim v'yotzo ha'om v'lok tu dvayayim v'yayimai l'man anasen u'hayelech b'seirasi imloi." I'm going to give him the Mon in order to test him if he will hayelech b'seirasi, is he going to walk with my Torah imloi. Expression of hayelech b'seirasi we find in Parshas Bechukaisai. In Bechukaisai Teleichu, Ves Mitzvaisai Tishmeru, Vasisem Oisam. Rashi brings down the Chazal, in Bechukaisai Teleichu, Im Tiyu Amelim Bater. The obvious question is Rashi translating off course? Because that's not the translation of Halicha. We define halicha means amelus batara. It says in Bechukaisai Teleichu. So obviously the Chazal are telling us that it's synonymous, that there's a strong relationship. It's not only relationship, that halicha is only when there's amelus. In Bechukaisai Teleichu, that's only when there is amelus. Because what is halicha? Halicha is you take one step, then you take another step. When you take the second step, you're not in the place where the first step was. You're always someplace else. In Bechukaisai Teleichu, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that what you're supposed to be is someone who is doing a halicha in the chukos, the only time there is halicha, that's only when there is amelus. Malachim are called Oimdim, and a Chai is called a Hoylech. Why? Because a Hoylech is always someplace else. And to reach in Bechukaisai Teleichu, the Chazal are telling us, just sitting back and absorbing what you hear in Shia, you're not a Hoylech, you're an Oimdim. The only time you are a Hoylech, that's only if you are an Omel. So you are a hoylech. When it says by the mon, l'man anasenu hayelech b'seirasi imloi, I'm giving him the mon in order to test him, is he going to be a hoylech with my Torah? The Sefurnu says, what does it mean, l'man anasenu hayelech b'seirasi? He says, kishiyiyye mispanei shaloi b'tzar. I want to see if he's going to be a hoylech in Torah. Meaning that person has a lot of terutzim. There are a lot of things for me to do. I have to go to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. If it's a teretz, you're supposed to go to work. If you have no means of support, you're supposed to go to work. You have to support your family. So that's not a word, it's a teretz, it's a must, it's a chiyuv. A person writes a ksuba, he's obligating himself to support his family. You have to support your family. What happens when somebody doesn't have to go to work? And he looks for terutzim. It means he's not machshev what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving him. There's a Rebbe that says, "In batalta min haTorah, yeshulcha bitulim harbe kenegda." If you mevatel from Torah, so they have a lot of batala. So poshut it means once a person slides, he's going to slide more. So I heard from Rav Kalevsky. He said, "Vashem over," I forgot which Rebbe it was. He says it has a different meaning also. There are people who sit down to eat. Now, why do you sit down to eat? Do you sit down to eat because you have to eat? Because you have to have nutrition? Or do you sit down to eat because you enjoy eating? Right? Well, as he says, let's see what you do after you eat. If after you eat, you use your time, then you sat down to eat in order to have nutrition, in order to be a hoylech in Torah, in order to grow. if after you ate, you wasted your time, so why did you eat? So you didn't eat in order to grow in Torah. You ate because you wanted to eat. She says, "Imbotalta min haTorah." If you are mavatal from Torah, yeshlo bitulim harba connected, because even other things which could have been a teretz to you, that you're doing it for Torah, that's not for Torah anymore, because you did it totally for yourself. When it says here, "Man anasenu hayelech b'seirasi imlo," he says, "I'm giving you the man, and now I'm testing you. Hayelech, are you going to be a hoylech in Torah?" So the Sefuna says, what does it mean? When you be mispanish leibetzah, you don't have to go to the supermarket. You don't have to go anywhere. Now, what are you going to do with your life? When I'm going and you have everything handed to you, so what do you want to do with your life? Do you want to live a Torah's chayim that the Kodesh Baruch has given to you? Or do you want to live a life without growth? So that's the test. Now that you're mispanish shalei b'tzar, what are you going to do? That's the nisoyen of the month. And Sefurnu finishes off, and he says, "Gamzal leinitna Torah elo leoichlei haman." The Torah was only given to the oichlei haman. What does it mean? That an oichel haman who spent day in and day out, because he had nothing else to do, because he had no other teretz, and therefore he grew in Torah and he prepared himself, that person could be given the Torah. A person who had tirutzim and he was doing other things, the Torah couldn't be given to him because he never prepared himself for it. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'm giving you the mon and I'm giving you the time to develop yourself. To develop yourself to the point that you'll be able to go be makabel the Torah, and then after you have the Torah, you're going to be able to grow with Torah." It says, "Therefore, like mitten Torah lechle amon." As in Or Sameach, that the Or Sameach is medayik in the pasuk. It says, "Vayemer Moshe zeh hadova shatziva Hashem meloi ha'oimer mimenu lemishmeres ledarei seichem." He says, "Go and put aside a measure of mon, so that the people will see what I gave them when they left Mitzrayim." So the Rosh Hashanah is bothered. Why must it say what I gave them when they left Mitzrayim? The mon that I gave them when they were in the Midbar. So the Rosh Hashanah says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them siyata d'shmaya. He gave them siyata d'shmaya that they should be able to prepare themselves to be the Am Segula. How did they prepare themselves to be the Am Segula? By not having to go and bother themselves with the mundane matters of life, and they were able to grow, and therefore they became the Am Segula. Well, a person may say, fine, when a person is an Am Segula, he's a great person, he'll have siyata d'shmaya, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will assist him in doing what he wants. V'hoyim shumoya tishbu al mitzvoysar, shalochim tzav eskham ayayim, v'nosatim taratzchem b'iti or amalkosh, right? Somebody who's listening to Torah, and he's growing, and he's a tzadik gadol, and he's a great person, right? Tzadik gadol, Kodesh Baruch Hu makayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will go and assist him. That's what a person will say. He says, what about me? I'm not a tzadik. Right? I want to go and straighten myself out. Will the Kodesh Baruch Hu help me? Maybe he only helps me if I'm already on the derech of straightening myself out. So the Or Sameach says that when it says here in this pasuk, "L'man yiru es halechem asher he'achalti eschem b'amidbar, b'hoitzi eschem yeretz Mitzrayim." When they left Mitzrayim, they were in Memtah Shari Tumah. So why did Kosh Bochel give them the money? The Talmud says the Kosh Bochel gave them the money because they decided that they were going to be the Am Segula. Once they had decided that they will be the Am Segula, they will have all the Siyata D'Shemaya that you need. It is not only someone who is already on the Derech that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him the Siyata Deshmaya. But Bahaitzi Yeska Meyeretz Mitzrayim, as soon as you left Mitzrayim, you had the man. You weren't even Mekabel the Torah yet. The Teretz is, because once a person decides to follow the derech of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him Siyata Deshmaya. And that is the message of the month. When we study the Chumash, we don't study the Chumash to see what the Chumash says. We study the Chumash to see what it says and apply it to our lives. Why are these words put down in the Torah? To tell us that you should know that V'hoyam Shmaya Tishmu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you the month wherever you are. If you deserve the money, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give it to you wherever you are. If you don't deserve it, v'yotzar sashamayim v'la yamata. If you do deserve it, v'chalta v'savata. In the midbar where they didn't have any anticipation that there's going to be any food, there was money. But don't think that there's money only when you're already a Baal Madrega. When you choose to be a Baal Madrega. Just when you choose to be a Baal Madrega, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take you by the hand and assist you. No, there's a chazal that says, the mokayim, bali tshuva oimdin, ein tzadikim micholin lamay. What does that mean? Does it mean that they're on a higher madrega? Some people may say that. Rav Dessa says that's not the pshat. How is it possible that a person who has been a tzaddik his whole life will be on a lesser madrega than a Baal Tshuva, who does Tshuva a year or two before he dies? How could that be? So Rav Dessler says, I'll give you a mashal. He says, you have Nebuch, a quadriplegic. No hands, no feet. Right? He's pushed around in a wheelchair. He has to get up the steps. How does he get up the steps? One person, two people, pick him up, and they carry him. Right? They're helping him. And you have Nebuch, a person who has 2 feet, and nobody helps him. He walks up the steps by himself. Who's better off? The one who's being helped, or the one who can do it by himself? Why the one who can do it by himself? He says, "B'mokem shebali tshuva oimden is the pshat." The closeness to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Siyata Dishmaya, the immense Siyata Dishmaya that a Baal Tshuva has, a tzaddik may not see it. Because a person who's a Baal Tshuva is like a quadriplegic. He can't do it by himself. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him all the Siyata Dishmaya that's necessary to get him up the steps. But certainly, the one who is better off is the one who is able to go up the steps by himself. So the Mokem Shebaal Tshuva Engden means that the Baal Tshuva is going to feel the closeness. He's going to see all the great Siyata Dishmaya from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Schar, about it is the Tzaddik will have more Schar. Because he's been living a life of toiling by himself. A person is a normal, he's one who has more Schar. But the Siyata Dishmaya, the Baal Tshuva is going to have. And therefore it says in this Pasuk, B'haytzi Eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim. You were meant as Shari Tumah. But once you decided to go on the Derech HaYosher, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you all the Siyata Dishmaya that's necessary. And that's the limud of the Parsha of the month. Now, Rav Olba says an Oni is Chosh of Kemes. So the insight that he has in the Oni Chosh of Kemes is referring to a person who has Anius in Torah. And the only Torah that he has is what people give him. And Oni, a beggar goes around and you give him money. He hasn't got his own business. He says, that's a mess. That's a mess. Says v'seinei matonos yichya. He says one of the insights of seinei matonos is a person who hates to always live on matonos. When a person sits back and the Torah that he has is only what's given to him, he's an Ani. That's Ani Choshev Kemes. We find that well water is called Mayim Chaim. Why is well water called Mayim Chaim? Because it moves. There's constant movement. When there's no movement, you see in the language of the Torah, the V'yatem Hadvekem Hashem Elkechem Chaim Kulchem Hayim, you see well water being called Mayim Chaim. Rainwater is not called Mayim Chaim. Rainwater falls in a burr. And as Rav Olva said in a different place, he says, Ein bur yereichet. He says the similarity between a bur and a burr, it's the same words, same letters. Beis vav reish. He says a burr is something that the rain went in there and that's it. Doesn't move. He says such a person can't be yereichet. What's chayim? Chayim is movement. A person who hates to live only on matanas, he's yechia. If a person gives you a matana, and from that matana you're going to go and build your own business, that's chayim. That's the way people live. But a person who is constantly an oni, it's constantly just going to hear what people will say and say over a vort and think that that is Torah, that's not Torah. That's called anius. Torah is when someone is an omel. And an amelus in Torah creates halicha in Torah. When someone is not an omel in Torah, he'll never be zeicher to the imbechukaisai teilechu, and he'll never be zeicher to what chayim really is. It's a depressed life if a person doesn't grow. People who don't grow, you can look at their faces. They're unhappy people. People who grow are happy people. Why? Because they're fulfilling their tachlis in life. I think, and I point this out many times, when you're in the yeshiva, it's mamish like the parsha of the month. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you the month to see. When you have Mizayna Shalei Bitzar, what are you going to do with it? We have a yeshiva bracha coming to a yeshiva where the parents have sent you to yeshiva and everything is being handed to you. All that your parents want is that you should grow in Torah. That's all. The Nisayin Hayelech B'Segasi Imlai is mamish here. Because a yeshiva is mamish the month. And when someone will go and not make use of being in yeshiva, where you have your three meals a day, and you have your dormitory, and the person is still going to go around and waste his time, that's in Batalta Minatari Yesh Rabbi Tulam Harvey Kenegda. And the truth of the matter is, all of us know that when you get older and you look back at the years you've been in the yeshiva, there's so many that can look back and say, why didn't I make better use of it? I could have been such a better person. I could have been so much bigger. There's no question about it. Here is mamash the parsha of the month. You have to make use of your time. Time is so precious. And by doing so, you yourself will feel the chayim that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have.